graphic language will be used throughout this show.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So I got into bed the other day and I heard like rip, like a tear, like a full, you know that sound of like when you take material, like a t-shirt or something, and you tear it. It's a very distinctive sound. Like when you hear material, especially cotton tearing, you know that sound. That's a very familiar sound. So I heard tearing and I was like, what was that? Is that my knees? Like, what is that? What happens as you get older? Like your knees start to make that? I didn't know what it was. So I looked down on my bed and I got into bed, and I guess just sitting in the bed, I tore my sheets. Like they just tore open.
They gave up.
That's enough. I've had enough. You have the worst problem with sheets because your fitted sheets always come up. Mm-hmm. You're fighting with your boyfriend about the fitted sheets not fitting right. You always
Hang on. Yeah, we solved that because he went and he bought sheet garters. So my bed has garters. No joke. Like, you know, the garters like a stripper wear. Oh, not a stripper, just a person, a woman would wear. Like garters, like a garter belt. He bought four garter belts. They're sheet garter belts, basically. So my sheets are always sexy. They're always being held down
does
by garters.
Work?
It really does.
But does it still come up sometimes?
No, not anymore. Not with the garters.
Good.
Like, yeah, they really work. They keep them down. So the sheets tear, and he's laughing and making fun of me. And then as he's laughing and making fun of me, I hear another tear, and it's on his side.
How old are these sheets?
Well, that's what I said. I was like, what? I was like, do we have sheets that are even this old? He's like, no, we bought these. We bought these just before the pandemic. Okay, so these sheets are maybe 2.5 years old.
2 years old. That's a long time.
Well, I didn't think it's a long time for sheets. 2 years old for sheets? I mean, we have about 5 or 6 sheets, and we keep rotating them. So I immediately Google, like, you know, what the fuck, sheets? So I found out 2 things. I found out that if you wash your sheets with towels, which we do sheets and towels together always.
Mm-hmm.
If you wash your sheets with towels, the towels wear and tear on the sheets. And then I went and I looked it up because I was curious, like, how long should you be using sheets anyway to begin with? You know, and it's so funny. The New York Post actually has something today. This is how often you should replace everything in your bedroom. So I was like, oh, great. Let me just flip right to the sheets part. And it says with regular use and washing, your bed sheets do wear down and you should replace them every 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically at that place, 2 years. But that never happened before, but Joe reminded me that because of COVID, we're in bed a lot more. So,
there is.
Yeah,
that.
So think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the whole first year, like we basically just laid around watching movies all day, having dinner here. Like we did everything in the bedroom. We just didn't want to leave in the very beginning. So, you know, like what would normally be wear and tear over a year, we shoved into just a couple of months.
And so, you wash them with other things. Like when I wash sheets now, I wash sheets with sheets. Sheets don't go in with anything else because I don't have to pay for a load of laundry or, you know, I have to wait around for one load of laundry. I can just throw sheets and sheets in there.
Right. So apparently that's the thing to do. So we always wash sheets with towels and other things, and they're like, no, don't ever do that. That will wear your sheets down much quicker. So 2 years on sheets. How often do you replace your pillows? Not pillowcases, but actual pillows.
Probably once a year.
You get new pillows once a year?
Yeah.
Who has that kind of money? Pillows are expensive.
I know, but I'm a pillow snob. I gotta have a good pillow. And pillows wear out over time, so.
Yeah, you're actually supposed to change your pillows 1 to 2 years, which it's tough because I have this one pillow that I was like, oh, I have to have this one. And it was like, this pillow was like $120. I am not buying a new $120 pillow every 2 years. And it's okay. If you're somebody that only uses one pillow, yes. But I have 4 pillows and I rotate them. So I figure that gives me like, you know, an extra year per pillow.
No, that's just nasty because The grease from your hair and the bed bugs and all that get in your pillow.
What are you talking about? They don't. That's why use a pillowcase, dummy.
It still seeps through the pillowcase and gets into the pillow.
Okay, if something on you is seeping through your body into the pillowcase, you better see a doctor.
There's bed bugs and all that. I want to take your pillow and I want to send it to somewhere where they can test it. I want to test your pillow to see what's on that pillow. There's 17 dogs in that apartment. So there's dogs on that pillow. There's your head on that pillow. There's Joe on that pillow. There's a lot going on.
I think this is a stupid list, because think about it. Am I supposed to just start buying cheap pillows and having like crappy sleep? No, I bought a very expensive pillow because I wanted good sleep, but I can't afford to spend $120 on a pillow once a year. That's a lot of money.
No, if it lasts 2 years, that's $60 a year for a pillow.
Right. Yeah.
So save
I guess
up.
That's true.
Save up your money and get a decent pillow.
Right. Okay, maybe it's time for me to do it. How often do you change your mattress?
I just did that not too long ago, so I don't know, 3 years.
What? You get a new mattress every 3 years? What's wrong with you?
I got the Casper one now. Oh, it's so good. It's it's the hospital bed, so you can sit up and lay back and put your feet up and all that. It's awesome. I don't know how people can sleep on a flat mattress anymore. life is too flipping short to sleep on a flat mattress. If you have a flat mattress, throw it out the window right now.
I can't. I've never seen anybody under the age of 90 on one of those beds that, you know, come up and down and move like a hospital bed. Oh, that sounds like something awesome. That's an old person thing. No,
it's got zero gravity. Before you go to bed, you hit zero gravity, and it moves a certain way till where you're like floating. It's flipping awesome. So you're sleeping on a mattress that you've had for 10 years, and it doesn't move. You should throw it away right now.
Okay, according to this, you can have a mattress for 10 years. 10 years is fine if it's a good mattress. So if you spent money on a mattress and it's a good one, 10 years is good. Every 10 years, according to Consumer Reports, is when you should change your mattress.
We bought those PC Richards beds when we were in New York. Those should only last 3, maybe 4 months.
They did.
Those were horrible, horrible, horrible mattresses.
Yeah.
So if you buy a horrible mattress, it should last maybe a year. Throw it away.
You know what I did with mine?
What?
I gave it to a friend of mine who had just gotten married and he didn't have any money. He's like, I really need a new mattress, but I don't have any money. I was like, great timing. I'm moving out of this apartment. I have a mattress that's 2 years old. 2 years old, we'll take it. So, that's the mattress that they sleep on every day.
Yeah, I left my mattress in the apartment. So if somebody's going to move in here, y'all got to figure out what to do with it, because I ain't moving it out.
Now, they say that if you're over 40, you have to replace it sooner because your body tolerates less pressure as it ages. It also says that if your mattress, like my face, is sagging, then it's probably time to, if you wake up tired and not refreshed, that means that you can pretty much, if it's not your stress level and your brain keeping you awake all night, then it's most likely your mattress.
No. Life is too short to lay on a flat mattress. I'm telling you right now, have one shipped to your house from Casper. It's awesome. They don't pay us for this, but it's the greatest mattress ever.
Okay, so blankets, comforters, duvets, that kind of thing. How long do you think those last?
8 months.
15 to 25 years.
No.
Yes.
Because no. You have 25 dogs laying on those things.
Well, not in my house. I'm just saying other people's houses.
Yeah, the people that don't have the dogs and all that, and you rotate them, I think they probably could. But if it's the cheap shit you buy from Target, there's no way that crap lasts for longer than a year.
So the idea is that your comforter, as long as you have a nice duvet, like a nice cover over it, if you cover your blankets, that's what makes them last longer.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like a blanket cover kind of thing? Well, I know. Yeah, mine are kind of gross. But okay, so again, what we do is we have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6 blankets and we rotate them.
Yeah, I just think if you have something from your grandma that they made by hand, then you can keep that forever. But if it's the shit you bought at Walmart, it doesn't last but 6 months.
Right. That's a good point.
And if you buy like the Egyptian cotton 2000 thread count, then that should last longer. But I don't. I buy the crap from Target.
And according to Repair Clinic, if you have a humidifier or dehumidifier, those can last 6 to 9 years if you take good care of it and you replace the filters. That's the important part. If you keep replacing the filters, you can have that bad boy up to 9 years.
Tell me who you are.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
I want you to tell me who has the most money. I'm going to give you two celebrities, and you got to pick who has the most money out of these celebrities.
Okay, how many questions do you have there? Do you know ahead of time?
No.
Okay. I guarantee I get a majority of these. I'm good at this.
This is big bank takes little bank, okay?
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who can buy and sell who? Carrot Top versus the guys from the Chainsmokers.
Oh, Carrot Top has way more money.
Actually, each dude from the Chainsmokers has more money. Each dude from the Chainsmokers, $80 million each.
That's not possible.
Carrot Top, $70 million. No, because they produce all the songs, write all the $80 million each.
Okay, first of all, Carrot Top is worth $70 million. Let's talk about that for a sec.
Well, because he's playing the Luxor.
Yeah, he's in Vegas. Yeah. He plays all the time. No, okay, so here's the thing. The Chainsmokers had like two hits. How is it possible that they're worth $80 million?
But they wrote and produced for other people. That's where they got their money. It's not their two shitty songs. They did many other shitty songs.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there was more shitty music attached to them.
All pretty much at one time, maybe 3-4 years ago, every shitty song on the radio was the Chainsmokers had their hand in it.
Okay, I thought that was a trick question because you were asking it thinking that I didn't know that Carrot Top is still performing in Vegas and had like a residency for a while and that he's making bank.
$70 million, but the Chainsmoker dudes can buy and sell him.
Right, okay.
All right, Calvin Harris or Vin Diesel?
Ooh, that's hard. Well, Calvin Harris is another one of them who's written and produced everybody's music.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, Vin Diesel, he has a bunch of franchises.
Yeah, he's got that racing
Fast
heart.
And Furious.
Yeah,
he's got Fast and Furious. He's got a couple of franchises. What's that other one that he has? He's another franchise.
The Bloodsport.
He
doesn't spend any money on shampoo.
Right, exactly. Saves all that money on shampoo. I mean, I know that Calvin Harris has a buku bucks, but if it's between him and Vin Diesel, I don't know. I think those movies make a ton of money. I think Vin Diesel has more money.
Calvin Harris has more money. $300 million. Vin Diesel, $225.
Okay, again, that's really close. It's not like Vin Diesel's worth $2 million and Calvin Harris is worth $100 million.
That's
pretty close.
300 to 225.
Oh, no, that's a big difference. I'm not saying that $100 million is nothing, but I'm just saying but a lot of those guys make so much money off those movies.
I know, but I guess the music is where the money is right now.
Yeah.
Rowan Atkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jennifer Lopez. Hello.
Well, that's tough because I only know Rowan Atkinson. You know, he's Mr. Bean.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really know him. I don't know. As far as I know, he hasn't done Mr. Bean in forever. The only reason I'm going to say Jennifer Lopez is because she has her clothing brand, she's like 6 perfumes. She has touring money. She has American Idol money. She has movie money. Stupid movie money, and now she's representing that hers, you know, that the Propecia brand. So I think it has to be her just because she has clothing and perfume and things that just make like a $500 million.
Yeah, Rowan has $150 million, Jennifer Lopez $400 million.
There you go. Yeah.
But let's talk about Mr. Bean having $150 million.
That's all they got in the UK. It's Mr. Bean, the name a second one.
Yeah, you can't.
Right.
But J-Lo, $400 million.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Jessica Alba,
mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, Now that's tough because Jessica Alba just became a didn't she become a billionaire because of her Honest Baby brand? I don't know. I don't think Sandler's a billionaire yet.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't have that included in her net worth though.
Then it's an old list because she just became a billionaire because of the Honest Baby brand, which is now everywhere. It's at Target, it's at Walmart, it's its own brand. It's crazy. Yeah, so she's a billionaire. So if Sandler is anything less than a billion, then this list isn't right.
Yeah, well, this it's a new list, but Sandler, they say $420 million. $420 million for Sandler.
Yeah.
And they say Jessica Alba's $200 million.
No. That's not correct.
All right. This one should be good, easy for you. Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh.
Celine Dion.
Oh, Celine Dion has more money than Denzel.
You think?
Well, she has the Vegas residency. She's got the music. I mean, Denzel makes movies. I mean, he gets paid well, but he has nothing else going on other than movies.
Denzel, $280 million in the bank. Celine Dion, $800 million.
There you go.
$800 million.
Doesn't even compare. Yeah, because she gets the writing credit and the producer credit and the music. And again, the Vegas residency pays well. Yeah, of course, Celine, please.
Giselle Bundchen. Keanu Reeves.
It's weird that you're not comparing a model to a model, an actor to an actor. Giselle has more money than Keanu Reeves.
You think?
Hang on a minute. He has the John Wick franchise. He has the Matrix franchise.
Mm-hmm. What does she have?
Supermodel money and Tom Brady money.
Oh, yeah. You got to figure that Tom Brady money and probably makeup money, supermodel money. They have houses.
Right, right. But the thing is with someone like Giselle Bundchen, it's more than just what she does for a living. It's more than just being a model. I think that her net worth is actually more than Tom Brady's, is what I read somewhere, that she's worth like over $300 million and he's worth $200 million, which is still, you know, but together it's a lot of money. But I don't think Keanu Reeves is worth $300 million.
She's worth $400 million.
Oh, okay. I knew it was a lot.
$400 million. And Keanu, $380 million. So she's got to buy $20 million. That's still a lot of money.
Wait a minute, Keanu Reeves is worth $380 million?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Edward Norton?
Uh-huh.
Or Ed Sheeran?
Oh, definitely Ed Sheeran. Please, it doesn't even compare. Edward Norton hasn't done a movie in 10 years. Ed Sheeran just made $200 million on one tour.
Yeah. I thought Ed Norton had maybe $5 million. He's worth $300 million.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Ed Sheeran's only worth $200
million. Wait a minute. You're telling me Edward Norton has more money than Ed Sheeran? No, that's not possible.
Yep. More money than Ed Sheeran.
I call bullshit on that one.
Pink?
I gotta see. Ed Norton. I want to know what he's making so much money at.
It's not from acting.
See, this I didn't know about him. Okay, you're right. It's not from acting because I look at Ed Norton and think, what movie's he been in? No, he invested in all these tech companies the same way Ashton Kutcher did. Like the majority of Ashton Kutcher's money right now is from Uber, Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff like that. It's not from acting. You know, obviously he made some money in acting, but I didn't know that Edward Norton was a tech investor and invested early. Okay, well then that makes
$300 million though.
Yeah, well, that makes... Yeah, I see that.
All right, Pink, Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara, no question. Because, look, she's got the Kmart line. And she has a bunch of, she had that Pepsi thing running. Like, the endorsements for Sofia Vergara and the products. I know that Pink makes a lot of money on tour. I know that her music sells like crazy. I know she gets producer credits. And normally, I would say... I would always choose the music person over the acting person, but I know that Sofia Vergara has very successful leggings and clothing and shoes and a clothing line and all that stuff that just is making her crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, Sofia Vergara, $180 million, but Pink's got $200 million. $200 million.
I think Sofia Vergara. No, I think Sofia Vergara has more money than that.
And she's got the furniture stuff. Yeah, $180 million. It's still a lot of damn money. But Pink makes bank when she tours.
I know Pink makes bank when she tours, and she writes and produces her own music. So I knew that she was worth crazy amounts of money. But Sofia Vergara, I'm telling you, every time a celebrity of any kind has some kind of like skincare line, or I mean, Ellen DeGeneres right now is making more money off those fucking Ellen DeGeneres shoes than she is anywhere else.
This one makes no sense to me. Shania Twain, okay. Kevin Costner.
Okay. You gonna tell me that Kevin Costner's making more?
No.
Oh, Shania Twain. Okay, good.
By far. How is she worth $400 million?
I think what you don't realize about Shania Twain, like, you know, like, two Shania Twain songs, but you're also not, like, into Canadian country pop. That's not your thing. I know that sounds ridiculous, but she's the queen of country pop. She's the best-selling music artist of all time. She's a singer and a songwriter. She has sold more than 100 million records. She's won 5 Grammys, yeah, 6 American Music Awards, 8 Billboards, and 27 BMI Songwriter Awards. So, yeah, I mean, all that is from music and music publishing.
But she only had 10 years, 5-year span, that she made $400 million. She's not making money off that crap right now. This one, I don't know where he makes his money, but Master P or Kevin James.
Ooh, that's hard, because I think Master P produces other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think a lot of his money comes from, let me see. Kind of curious now. So Master P.
And his son makes money for him.
Well, I know his son does, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, he's one of the richest rappers and entrepreneurs. Yeah. I think he's one of those people that has, he produces films as well. You know, he invests in athletes. He's an investor, so he makes a lot of his money. Yes, a record producer. He's an actor as well. So it's between Master P and who else?
Kevin James.
Ooh, that's tough, because Kevin James makes all those stupid movies.
And he's got Kings and Queens money. He's got, right. You know, he's got a couple of shows in syndication. So he's,
you know what? I'm still going with Master P, just because he produces other people, and that's where bank happens.
Yeah, Master P's worth $200 million. Kevin James only $100 million.
Only $100 million. Oh, poor kid.
John Bon Jovi, Raven Simone.
Oh well, John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. John Bon Jovi, $410 million. Raven Simone, she's only worth $55
million. Yeah, again, this is another one of these things where John Bon Jovi, music producing, publishing, you know, I mean, think about the music is iconic. Once you get to the level of, like, Bon Jovi level, you know.
Well, he tried to buy the Buffalo Bills. Football
right,
team.
If you can buy the Buffalo Bills, clearly you're worth a lot of money.
This is a great story. So Bon Jovi wanted to buy the Buffalo Bills football team.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was trying to buy the football team at the same time but Donald Trump?
I was going to guess Kanye. Okay, uh-huh.
So Donald Trump and investors were trying to buy at the same time John Bon Jovi was. Somebody put out a rumor that Bon Jovi was going to move the football team out of Buffalo.
Oh, okay. I wonder who put that rumor out.
And John was like, no, we're not moving the team. I'm actually moving my family to Buffalo. We're all in on this. But somebody put the rumor out, and he lost the team.
Wow.
And the Trump people didn't get it either.
Oh, God. So who did get it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just some investment group. All right.
So John Bon Jovi's money is mostly from publishing and music. So he did see a million faces, and he did rock them all.
Yes, he did, and he got all their money. He's got some of my money over
That's
the years.
Right.
Somebody who has none of my money, Kenny G.
Oh God, yeah,
Or Jimmy Buffett.
Ooh, that's hard, because Jimmy Buffett has the Margaritaville restaurants all over the place.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of money, but Kenny G is one of those people that, like, you know, again, the residency and the touring and the, oh,
yeah,
that's
might
a hard one.
You know, that he has so much money, Kenny G.
But then again, being a restaurateur also right. makes a lot of money. Yeah.
And it's $15 for a cheeseburger, so...
Right.
You know, I'm
going to go with Jimmy Buffett on this one for the reason that he does more than just music.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett's got some of my money. Kenny G has none. So, Kenny G, his bank is $100 million. Jimmy Buffett, $600
million. Holy shit. That's crazy. Yeah, you're right. He's charging 15 bucks a burger. That's why.
And he's always on the road.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Still.
And he sells out every time. All right. Kid Rock.
Uh-huh.
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. Big time. Kid Rock.
By far, yeah.
Kid Rock, $150 million. Dave Grohl, $320 million.
Sounds about right. Because remember, Dave Grohl still has Nirvana money.
Yeah. He only has to share it two ways now.
Yeah, right.
Babyface.
I don't care who the second person is. It's definitely Babyface. He's produced everything and everybody since the dawn of time. He is a music god. I don't care who the second person is. Babyface.
Shakira.
Babyface.
Shakira.
Has more than Babyface? No way.
Babyface, $200 million. Shakira, $300
million. From what? She's got one song. Her hips didn't lie. That's it. I trust her hips.
I know, but she's huge in the Spanish country.
I know, but Babyface, if you go to his, just go to his wiki page, see all the people he produced. Yeah, yeah. He produced some of the biggest
I know he has,
acts
but he hasn't
out there.
Done anything.
TLC, excuse me, TLC, Usher, Toni Braxton, Mary J. Blige.
He has no
Bruno hang on. Bruno Mars, Kelly Clarkson, Vanessa Williams, Mariah Carey, Catherine McPhee, Backstreet Boys, Celine Dion, Fall Out Boy. It goes on. Beyonce, Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle, Madonna, Janet Jackson. No, I'm sorry. This list is bullshit.
Yell at his bank account. Don't yell at me.
I'm telling you, he produced and wrote music for everybody that I just said and more. I didn't even get into like Zendaya and En Vogue, Kenny G, your friend there. No, there's no way. Ariana Grande.
Kenny G has none of my money. Jimmy Buffett does. Two TV people. Last one.
Okay.
Judge Judy. Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Oh, Judge Judy. No question. She's famous for being the highest paid person on television.
She's worth double Steve Harvey. So she's got $440 million. He's got $200 million.
Which is awesome. And he's, you know, he's on like 20 shows.
He's on everything. So, he's got his own radio show.
Yeah. Well, I love how you're impressed with that.
Yeah,
the fact that he has like a million TV shows, you don't care. He's in syndication on television.
He's
you don't care
radio.
About that. He's got a radio show.
Hey, she not putting out?
No, she is. We already did it.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
There's a new study out that says that women are still faking orgasms.
Why?
Yes, so the reason is because women still fake orgasms to make men feel less fragile, that they worry about their male ego or they want to cause like sexual anxiety, you know, because if you're having sex with somebody and you are not into it, it's not them. It's literally like it's not you. It's me. You know what I mean? Like maybe like either you're not attracted to that guy or you're just not in the mood or whatever. You don't want to make your guy feel bad is the reason they gave. So it's interesting because the study was done by three men. Believe it or not, and they talked to 600 women who were not faking their answers. They were actually honest in the survey, we think.
So yeah, if you get women away from their husband, boyfriend, they'll tell you the truth.
This is about women and men. I wonder if gay women fake orgasms too.
I think, well, I don't know, but because I've never had that happen to me, but.
as far as you know,
I think women fake it just to get you to go to sleep, to stop and just make it end.
I have never faked an orgasm in my life. If I'm not into it, I'll just be I never. If you know me, I'm very upfront and honest. It's your problem, not mine. So if I'm not into it or it's not working for me, I'll be like, "Hang on, stop. This is not going anywhere. Let's just cuddle. Let's just have ice cream. Let's watch TV. You go home. Yeah, whatever. Just stop doing what you're doing."
So I wonder if a guy has faked it with you.
How could a guy fake it? That's not possible.
You can.
You can't fake it either. There's sperm or there isn't.
You can fake it.
No, you can't fake it. Okay, explain to me how a guy can fake it.
Just you act that way and you say, I guess.
And then there's no sperm.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
It's happened. I've heard from friends that they've said it's happened.
If you think that a man can fake an orgasm and a woman or another man doesn't know, then you're dumber than you think we are. You think you're faking it, but we look.
That could be it.
You know, I guess what you could do potentially is like pretend and then run to the bathroom and
flush the condom.
Yeah, that's probably the only way you can do it.
And say, "No, baby, that was great."
Yeah. But even that, I mean, you can kind of tell afterwards, too.
No, I've heard from friends that they've said that.
Yeah.
But I've never known a woman to fake it.
But what's the point? They have. What's the point of faking an orgasm, though? Just be honest with your partner and just say, "It's not working for me tonight," or "I'm not into it right now." Big deal. The study found that people are so busy protecting someone else's ego or somebody, they feel like somebody else is fragile. I find that really insulting and maternalistic. It's like, I'm not fragile. It's not for you to decide if I'm fragile. You know, that's my problem, not yours. Like, if you're not into it and you stop me, and the idea that, like, men have to make a woman come, and if they don't, oh my God, they're not manly. That is the stupidest thing I ever heard of in my life. Like, that's just not what sex is. Sometimes you're into it, sometimes you're not. There's women out there that are just not orgasmic.
I just don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to talk longer than I have to. So I'm not going to ask you if you did. I just don't want to talk.
So just fake it and then everybody gets on with their life.
Exactly. Fake it and then I need something from the fridge.
So you faked it, I faked it. What's the point? Why are we even together then?
Something to do. Because I don't want to have that conversation to break up with you. I don't want conflict in my life.
Right, but wouldn't you rather be with somebody that you're attracted to and you can actually enjoy sex with and you don't have to fake orgasms? That makes me sad. Like, if you're faking orgasms with the person you're with, then you're with the wrong person. You should be able to be honest enough with the person you're with to be like, "Listen, I'm not good with orgasms. It's nothing personal. Or I'm not attracted to you. Let's find other partners." Like, it's very easy to do that. I just think being honest is better.
I go through most of my days avoiding conflict. And if I can avoid conflict all the time, I think that's easier than having that conversation.
All right. I like to have good sex. I don't like to have non-conflict sex. That sounds boring as hell.
The sex, you're not going to have conflict during sex. It's after the sex.
No, but it's conflict during the sex. If you're having sex with somebody and you're not orgasming and they're not orgasming, that's not good sex.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah, so what? That's not the kind of sex I want to have. That's boring. I don't want boring sex. And you shouldn't have, not just you, but people listening, like whoever, you should not have boring sex in your life. You deserve better. That's how I feel.
But if you're like me and avoiding conflict and avoiding conversation and you want to get on with your life, and it's just easier that way.
Just get a fleshlight and get off me.
Listen and listen good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure whatever they vaccinated them against, it wasn't enough.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
People around the world are asking, does this stuff actually happen in America?
Okay.
So they see things on movies and TV shows, they go, that really can't happen in America.
Like what?
Like, we're gonna let them know if this happens or not. Do Americans actually call their friends' parents Mr. and Mrs. Blank?
I think a certain generation does. Like an older generation still does, but the rest of us call our friends' parents by their first names.
So you would call your mom's friend Jackie instead of Miss Wilson?
My best friend's mother is named Georgia. I would never call her Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, I never really did that either. I'd say like John's mom. Hey, John's mom.
Right, well, there you go. Hey, John's mom.
John's mom's friend. Hey. So, and you know me, I can't remember names anyway. So if I got to remember Mrs. and a last name, that ain't going to happen.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's an older generation thing. I don't know anybody in our generation or younger that calls anybody's parents Mr. or Mrs. or Doctor.
Wait, do Americans actually get fed lunches in schools? I thought it was just a movie thing.
Wow. So people around the world don't realize that we have terrible food at the cafeteria and lunch ladies and all that? They think that stuff is just in the movies?
Yeah. I mean, school lunches are horrible. And yes,
they're awful.
And yes, they do feed us. And some schools have like three different cafeterias. So if you don't...
They do?
Yeah, mine did. Mine had like the hamburger cafeteria and pizza. The other one and the other cafeteria had like salads. And then the other one was like coffee and stuff.
Wow. We had a small school. So we had one cafeteria, but we had all that stuff. And this one school I went to, they would give you for the month what the menu was. So if there's something you didn't want to have or allergic to, you were allowed to bring your own lunch. So if you were like, oh, well, it's going to be, they're having Salisbury steak today, I was allowed to bring my own Fluffernutter sandwich.
Yeah, so your mom would take it and put it on the fridge. So you would know
that's right.
Before you
yep.
go to school that day, oh, shit, it's taco day. I better bring food.
Right.
Because I hate taco day, so that's not going to happen. Do Americans really have the last four digits of their social memorized, or is it just one of those TV things?
No, of course we do, because we have to use it for everything. We have to identify ourselves everywhere we go by those numbers.
Yeah, so everybody knows the last four, and I think we'll tell anybody. So I don't think it's too hard.
Right.
It's not too hard to figure out the other numbers. If we tell you the four, we're giving you a head start.
Yeah, we know the last four, and it's really no secret.
And yes, I'm going to say yes before I read this. Do Americans really care about Halloween, or is it just a TV show thing?
That's so funny. No, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter how old you are. Like when you're older, people love Halloween parties. Like adults love to go to Halloween parties. And like, it's so weird. Like we had this thing. So I went to a friend's house and she had a dinner party and we all just like were there for dinner. And then like a week later, it was Halloween. So she had a Halloween party. It was the same group of people, but we were all just dressed up, which sounds so stupid. Like it felt so dumb. It was like we were just here a week ago sitting in the same seats, eating the same food, except, you know, now I'm dressed like the Grinch.
So people in India don't celebrate Halloween like we do?
I don't think it's that kind of holiday. I think Halloween is a very Americanized holiday.
Oh, well, then that's it. I can't move anywhere.
Oh, you were moving to India, were you?
I don't know. I'm just asking. If other countries don't do it, I can't move. Do Americans actually heat up water in the microwave, or is that just in TV shows?
You know, my mother does that. It drives me crazy. I have a kettle. So I heat up my water in a regular kettle that I got. The first one I had, I got when I was in the UK, and now they have them here in America. So I heat my water like that. My mother still, if she makes tea, she puts the hot water in a microwave and then puts the tea bag
in. Yeah, I do too.
Most people do.
Yeah, it's just easier that way. Why do Americans chew pills like they're sweets in films?
That's weird. I don't know anybody that does that. That's weird. No, I've seen people take a pill without water. That's impressive. But, I don't know.
I chew my Ambien.
You do?
Yeah, it goes in quicker.
I mean, I have a chewable vitamin C. That's about it.
No, and I remember we had a girl on the air one time who said she got in trouble by chewing her medicine because it actually made her sicker.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it activates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I do because it just works quicker, I think.
Well, not, you're not supposed to do that.
Do Americans really not say goodbye when hanging up a phone call?
You don't.
I don't. I just hang up.
You don't even say hello. You just start talking, and then the second you realize the conversation's over, you're gone. That's it. You're just suddenly gone.
Yeah, I did that today for a new customer called me, and I saw his name pop up on my thing, and I just picked up the phone and said, you're avoiding my calls.
And then when you got done, you just...
Probably just hung up.
You were in the middle of a sentence. You said, okay, well, I'll send that sheet over to you.
Click.
Gone. Gone.
Yeah, I got things to do. Do Americans really not take off their shoes when they enter a house?
Again, that also depends. I've got a lot of friends. When you go to their house, don't worry about wearing nice shoes and impressing them with your new Manolo Blahniks or whatever it is you're wearing. They don't care. They want you to take off your shoes as soon as you walk in the house. Not here. Trudge around in your boots. I could care less.
In my house, you have to take off shoes.
Do you have slippers or socks for guests to walk around in? Oh.
No, walk around in your socks.
Okay.
Just take your shoes off. Do Americans really eat as much meatloaf as TV makes it seem? They must be like 60% loaf by now.
When I was a kid, I remember going to people's houses. There was always meatloaf. I feel like that doesn't exist anymore. I don't know anybody that eats meatloaf anymore.
I love meatloaf. I ate meatloaf last week.
Okay, good for you.
Do Americans really say, get some rest? To each other, or is that something that's just in films? You know what?
That's just in films.
Just get some rest. You'll be fine. Cooper, go rest.
Yeah, I've never said that to another human being in my entire life.
Why do Americans in films just down whiskey? Just
well, that's, are you kidding? Because we're living in America. have you seen us?
You would too.
Have you seen what's going on here? How else are we supposed to drink whiskey? Is there another way to drink whiskey? If there is, please tell me.
Do Americans actually say words like jerk and douche as they do in films?
Yeah, we call people a douche all the time, except jerk. It's like, if someone says jerk, that means that they're either really religious or really nice. Like, if somebody calls you a jerk, then you're really nice. You know, you and I are like, we definitely say douchebag, asshole.
I call people a douche.
Yeah, we say douche a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's, you love that word.
Yeah, when I'm driving, everybody's a douche.
Yeah.
Why do Americans in films always seem to put plates with food in the sink?
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. I don't know who does that.
I do.
Why?
I have a garbage disposal.
Oh, well, that's why. I don't know if garbage disposal is a universal thing. First of all, they're illegal in New York City. Yes, there are some apartments and apartment buildings where they do have them. They're not supposed to have them, but they do. Yeah, they're illegal in New York City, so nobody has a garbage disposal. And if they do, don't tell anybody. So it's not a thing in New York City, but I know that as soon as you leave New York City, a lot of places have garbage disposal. So that's why we put plates with food in it, because we're just going to dump the food down the garbage disposal. But we don't do that here.
Wow, didn't know that. Do Americans really eat ice cream out of the tub when they're sad, or is that just movies?
No, it's just Wednesday. I don't have to be sad. No, where are you supposed to put it? Like in a dish? I'm going to dirty a dish? I'm going to finish the whole thing.
So Cooper, by the way, eats ice cream out of the tub.
Out of the tub, yeah. Just in case you're not wondering. I'm always depressed, though, so.
But most of the time, she's depressed and she's eating ice cream out of the tub.
Yeah, don't go by me. And what I do is I have chocolate syrup. I pour the chocolate syrup right into the tub. So I eat them together.
Do Americans actually walk out with a box when they get fired? Or is that a movie thing?
You know, you would think it was a movie thing until Anthony and I got fired and they showed up with boxes and they're like, put your stuff in here.
They bring
like,
us
wow,
boxes.
Like, yeah, we don't supply our own boxes. The company has those ready for you.
Why do Americans in films always go out for dessert when they're leaving a restaurant? Yeah, now let's go out for somewhere for dessert. Why didn't you just eat the dessert at the restaurant you were at?
No, I'll tell you exactly why. So a lot of restaurants, the dessert is an afterthought. They don't always have like a special patisserie French baker. They just like they buy a cake at the local supermarket and that's the cake they serve you. in New York City, at least, and actually a lot of places around the country, they have dessert places where they make special like French pastry and cake and pies, and it's dessert places. So we leave a restaurant because we don't want your shitty dessert that, you know, your dishwasher made as an afterthought. We want to go somewhere where there's good coffee and good dessert. That's why.
Why do Americans in TV shows insist on owning guns when they can't aim?
Yeah, that's a real problem. That's the question I want to know. Whoever asked that question, a ditto.
Yeah, we understand. According to movies, all Americans have a bag of frozen peas in their fridge, but they never seem to cook it.
No, it's not for cooking. It's for in case somebody gets a black eye, you put it on their face. Or if you have dental surgery, that's what it's for.
Do Americans really call their sons son? Or is that just in TV shows? It seems weird to me.
I called my dog son.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I'd be like, son, we got to talk.
Do Americans really pledge of allegiance every day to a flag? Yes, they do.
Not at my school, we didn't.
Not really?
Yeah. In my elementary school, we did, but by high school, gave up that shit.
Why do Americans use plastic water bottles so much? Yeah, we do. We just do. I mean, sorry.
Well, no, we use recyclable ones. They mean like the ones that you buy and you throw away?
Yeah, we do. We go through like 40 bottles a week.
Well, you're an asshole who doesn't care about the planet. Yeah, I have my... what is that called? The
recyclable bottle.
Yeah, the good recyclable, the good bottle, the metal one that you keep refilling.
Good for you. Do Americans have bread rolls with every meal? I've been noticing that on TV. Are they called dinner rolls? Yes.
No, we don't. We don't. That we definitely, only Thanksgiving.
And I'm going to say no to this because I don't believe this is true. Do Americans actually eat Pop-Tarts for breakfast, or is it just on TV?
Of course we do. What else are they for? Oh, because you eat them for snack. For you, they're breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, that's what I had for breakfast this morning.
So. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Okay.
I don't even warm them up. I just to let you know, in America, yes, I take them out of the package and I just go out the door. And I grab a Coke and Pop-Tarts. That's my breakfast.
It's very healthy. Is that really what you have for breakfast every morning?
Not every morning, but that's what I had for breakfast this morning, because I just...
What do you mostly have for breakfast?
I have these little I don't even know what the hell they're called, but they're like 40 calorie little bread things.
Okay.
That have like fruit and stuff in them. That's what I get.
It's bread with fruit inside of
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I eat three things for breakfast. I either have oatmeal in the morning, because that's how they have oatmeal and coffee, or I have yogurt and berries. Or I have rice cakes with something on. I always put something different on it every time, but rice cakes with cheese, rice cakes with almond butter. I like to start my day healthy. I'm not like you, where it's like, let me start my day with as much high fructose corn syrup as I possibly can.
I have no time. No time. I have like 3 seconds to make something to eat. So I just grab. If there's a banana, I'm grabbing the banana. Whatever.
Well, that's good. That's healthy.
Whatever I can grab with a Coke, that's what I have.
Right. Okay.
Do Americans really make volcanoes in science class, or is that a TV thing? Yes.
We totally make them. Yeah, there's a science class where you have to make them.
Do Americans actually do high school reunions?
I didn't get invited to mine, but yes, there are high school reunions. Not everybody gets invited.
Yeah, I went to one of mine and that was it, because I called my friends and they said they're not going. So I'm like, why I want to go, and I can just hang out with you at a bar. So, and I don't have to pay.
But it's not all altruistic. Remember, the reason why they do it is because it's a way for the school to make money, because you have to pay. You don't get to go for free to a high school reunion.
It's like $200 it's a like- person.
Exactly. So it's a way that the school makes money. So it's not that they're doing reunions because anyone really gives a shit about what, you know, the kid that sat behind them in earth science is doing 10 years later. Mm. They do it solely to make money.
Do Americans really watch golf on TV? Yes.
Ugh, yes, unfortunately.
You answered this one. I'm not going to answer that. Why do Americans on TV always use so many paper plates?
I don't. You do. So you should answer this because you are the paper plate guy. I have never used a paper plate in my life. In fact, if I go to a picnic and they have them, I eat whatever the finger food is I can get.
Yeah. I've actually yelled at my kids for not using a paper plate. Why would you use a plate and dirty up a plate? Now I got to wash the plate and put it in a dishwasher. You could have just used a paper plate.
Between that and bottles, do you really hate this planet so much that you're trying to pollute it in with every step you take?
Yeah, that's I'm the guy that's going to destroy the world.